So what kind of changes are we seeing from climate change here in Arizona?
Imagine if we have many more days in Phoenix, for example, where temperatures go above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and there will be even more when it goes above 115. So we have this already now sometimes in the summer, and it's not pleasant. And if we have even more, you have really skyrocketing air conditioning costs, for example. Another aspect is that the water supply in Arizona is going to change drastically, and it's going to become very unreliable. Every place will see some form of climate change. It will not be the same in every location, but there's literally no one who will not be affected by climate change.
So we're talking about things that affect our economy, things that affect tourism, for example, but also some of these things are potentially life-threatening, things like heat waves.
Yes, heat waves can be very life-threatening. And the problem with that is that you can have your car air-conditioned and your house air-conditioned, but it will cost you a lot more in the future, and not everyone can afford that. And I think that's a really important aspect of climate change as well. There is this so-called climate injustice, which means rich people can probably cope with it to some extent better than those that have very little money.
Right, yeah, the report really emphasized that not everybody's going to feel the effects of climate change equally.
That is very true, and I also think it's important to say that here in Flagstaff, we may not be affected so much by sea level rise, but there are millions of people worldwide that are affected by sea level rise, and they often are amongst the poorest. Yeah, the climate injustice topic is a very difficult one. There is a moral aspect to it, I think.
This issue has kind of a sense of urgency because of that. Do you think we can make the changes we need to make by 2050?
Yes, we can make the changes, and we have to make them soon, immediately, basically. And I think what is important is to know it's not a geophysical impossibility, so we can still do it. But it needs a joint effort of governments, industry, and society, and we cannot rely on others to do something. We have to do it ourselves.
What we're talking about, these are really big processes, and I think a lot of people, when they hear about climate change, it feels like it's too big of an issue, like there's just nothing they can do. How do you personally deal with that?
I sometimes feel despair as well, and I'm sometimes also overwhelmed by the topic. But then I also realize just being depressed about it is not going to change anything. And there are things that every person can do that if we all do it, it actually really makes a big difference. And so, for example, I try to bike to work, and I reduce my electricity consumption at home. I eat less meat and things like this. But one thing that everyone can do is vote for someone who has an agenda that includes reducing greenhouse gas emissions and things like this. So I think that that's actually a really important aspect that you can do, because just riding your bike to work is probably not enough.
Christina Schadl, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.